Fighting continues on the streets of Tripoli at the same time that international leaders are saying, well, it's all over except the closing details. They say the 42-year reign of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi is basically done. The United States recognized the rebels, the Transitional National Council, as legitimate government of the country last month. Egypt also recognized the TNC yesterday, and the rebels have even been offered a seat on the Arab League. But at this point, we're not entirely sure who the opposition is and whether or not they'll be able to pull together a unified government. This takeaway listener called 8778-MY-TAKE.
This is Joel Solomon from Brooklyn, New York. I'm afraid that what we're going to see in Libya next is civil war, as the various rebel forces find out that they have very little in common beyond opposition to Gaddafi. If there's anything the United States can do, I don't know what it would be.
Joining us now, Fred Abrams. He's a special advisor at Human Rights Watch and just returned from a fact-finding mission last week. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
First, let's talk about the credibility of the opposition in Libya. Many people are saying at this point that we may have been too quick to trust what they were telling us. Now that we've learned that they claimed they had Saif Gaddafi in their custody and he turned up at a hotel free and clear.
Well, there is reason for concern and questions, and the Saif al-Islam story clearly cuts into their credibility. But on the whole, the TNC has shown an impressive ability to represent the opposition. They have spoken with a high degree of moral authority. They've pledged themselves to respect human rights standards and have engaged in international relations, established diplomatic relations with many countries around the world. So I don't think that we're facing the risk of a civil war, as your caller suggested. But obviously, you know, where it heads, there are reasons to be concerned for sure.
Well, we're speaking with Fred Abrams, special advisor at Human Rights Watch. And Fred, what about this other idea that the caller brought up, which is that their only commonality is their opposition to Gaddafi? You know, we have seen some pretty important splits among the opposition. They're not unified on whether or not they think Gaddafi should go to the ICC when he's eventually captured, if he's eventually captured, or if he should be tried in the country. The Western mountainous groups that led the assault into Tripoli say they haven't gotten enough support from the groups that are based in Benghazi. I mean, there are some divisions.
Well, like any movement against a government or against a dictatorship, this is a coalition. You know, it spans groups from Islamists on one side to human rights lawyers on the other. So it's very predictable that divisions will emerge, have emerged. The killing recently of the rebel leader, General Yunus, shows very clearly that violent differences can emerge. But on the whole, the TNC leadership has remarkably managed to hold it together. They do have a civilian character, and I believe that there will be discussions, intense debates on the future direction that Libya will take. I hope they'll be peaceful debates, political debates, not violent debates. But it's the normal process in any post-revolutionary period.
Well, but Iraq could be a normal process as well. Fred Abrams, special advisor to Human Rights Watch. I mean, on paper, Iraq had a lot of oil. There were all these civilians who were mobilized to go in and make a new government there, yet it dissolved into, internecine warfare. I mean, what are the armed loyalists to Muammar Gaddafi? What are they to do? Are they going to just vanish into the society and never to be seen again?
Well, there are some key differences with Iraq. First of all, the TNC has led the campaign against Gaddafi, obviously with very strong and important support from the NATO alliance. So that goes without saying. But, you know, this was not an internationally led campaign. We're not going to see boots on the ground in Libya. So this will be a Libyan-led revolt. And secondly, there are differences between East and West in Libya, no doubt, but this is largely a national uprising, and the rebels have support in Tripoli, the capital, in the east and the west. And what's very critical here, different from Iraq, is a largely homogeneous society. Unlike Iraq, Sunni-Shia splits, not to mention Kurds, Turkmen, and others, Libya has a few minorities, but is much more cohesive as a unit. I think that will serve it well in the future.
We're speaking with Fred Abrams, Abrams, special advisor at Human Rights Watch. So, Fred, let's leave aside the fighting that's still going on in Tripoli at this point and also set aside the issue of where Muammar Gaddafi is and talk about the future. There's a number of organizations that have offered help. I mean, supposedly the NATO countries that have participated in the bombing, they've offered sort of a transitional plan. The United Nations has offered to help them draw up a constitution. The Arab League countries, many of them, have offered help as well. Is there a certain place that the Libyan opposition should look at this point? Should they avoid Western nations?
I think the future Libyan government, if it comes to that, which I think it will, is going to need international help. And now that doesn't mean boots on the ground. I don't see the need for a peacekeeping force, an international military presence in Libya. I don't think that will be required. But some sort of civilian presence could serve the country greatly as they rebuild. And let's not forget, we're talking about four decades of extreme dictatorship here. No democratic institution. There's no free media, no independent courts, and no separation of powers. Libya doesn't have political parties. It was ruled under the system of Muammar Gaddafi's Green Book. So it's going to need to draft a constitution and rebuild the political system from scratch. And I believe the Libyans are capable of doing it, but they're going to need help, advice and knowledge from the international community. I think the UN in particular will play a role here.
That's Fred Abrams, special advisor at Human Rights Watch. You sound optimistic, Fred.
I'm guardedly optimistic, and the battle for Tripoli is ongoing, so it's not over yet, I'm afraid.
Fred Abrams, thank you so much for joining us. Give us your views on what could be coming ahead for the Libyan, both as a nation and as a people. 877-8-MY-TAKE.